Apologetics for the Next, today taking the hits from Psalm and Proverbs and Kings. Jerry Q here along with me, and the proverbial psalmster is Jay Jackson of Apologetics.
Hey, it's great to be with you, Jerry, and great to be with you, listeners. Yeah, Psalms, I love Psalms. My wife and I read a psalm every night, or at least a passage from the Psalms, if it's a very long psalm. You go through the Psalms twice in a year, and I also try to read it on myself once a year. The Book of Psalms is a wonderful book. And when some people have trouble praying to God, I generally recommend to them, hey, you know, try reading a psalm every day or part of a psalm. Just get started, because no one can eat just one, as they say. But anyway, we started today with a song based on Psalm 51, and it's called Cleaned Up Heart. It's a parody of Juice Newton's number 2 pop hit, Queen of Hearts. Originally, I had an earlier version by Dave Edmonds. This next set, all about the Psalms. We have one about the wonderful Psalm 23. It's a parody of Coolio's Gangsta's Paradise, which was, of course, a redo of Stevie Wonder's Pastime Paradise, and ours is called Shepherd's Paradise. Then we have A Hard Day's Night by the Beatles, redone as With a Harp, David Writes. And we're going to cite Psalm 144, verse 9 for that. Then Psalm 19. I love the ending of Psalm 19. You know, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Or may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Or O Lord, my strength and my redeemer, depending on your translation. Anyway, Psalm 19 is a parody of All I Need by Jack Wagner, soap opera star. And then we have Psalms Come True, a parody of Song Sung Blue by Neil Diamond, and it's based on my favorite psalm. That's Psalm 37. I love Psalm 37. And then we have Let's All Praise. It's a parody of Wang Chung's first top well, actually their first big top 40 hit, Dance Hall Days. They had one before that, Don't Let Go, but Dance Hall Days was the first one that really got them a large amount of attention. And based on Psalm 150, verse 1 through 6.
Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will not fear for my life. I realize that God's with me. His rod and staff have been with me so long. He's been keeping me from all the places where I might go wrong. But he's a shepherd, I'm the lamb, and dinner he serves me. Makes me eat it right in front of those who would hurt me. They better not touch, they watch me, but they can't touch me. They do, and they know that they'll be fighting with God. He filleth up my cup till it overflows. It's no joke, come see yourself, see my cup is so full. I'm the kind of sheep that's where the grass is always green. So what as he leads me besides staying there, it's a sweet life. The good shepherd rules my life. I'm giving him the thanks for paradise. You can spend eternal life living in the shepherd's paradise. The good shepherd rules my life. I'm giving him the thanks for paradise. Shepherd's paradise. Look at the declaration our God is making. I will give my own life in exchange for the sheep. And he's got it written down in the good book. Turn the television off a while and take a look. He's a shepherd who is good to everybody in his flock. Chapter 10, verse 11 in the Gospel of John. Yes, the Lord's my shepherd, what could be better? And my home is a mansion in his house forever. Cool, death ain't nothing, so I'll not be afraid. His love and kindness will follow us all the way. Psalm 23 tells you all of this, but there's plenty more. You may even know it, I don't know. Tell me, why is he so kind to his sheep when we wander away so easily? Good shepherd rules my life. I'm giving him the thanks for paradise. Can spend eternal life living in the shepherd's paradise. The good shepherd rules my life. I'm giving him the thanks for paradise. Can spend eternal life living in the shepherd's paradise.
Hour is a coming, coming in a while. He will make divisions by his mighty power. Shepherd's gonna come in, divide between the sheep and the goats, and we're all gonna listen. As final words are spoken, he'll say, your goats deserted me while I was poor and needy. A naked, hungry stranger, how did you treat me? I guess they failed, I guess the goats, I guess they flunked. That's why I know I like it in the sheepfold.
Oh, good shepherd. Shepherd's paradise. The good shepherd rules my life. I'm giving him the thanks for paradise. I can spend eternal life living in the shepherd's paradise.
Tell me, why is he so kind to a sheep when we wander away so easily?
Say, we got- see it's all right. You're gonna see it's all right. You're gonna see the light. Christian music's not what I had planned, but now I've got the floor, here's where I stand. I wasn't looking for you, Lord, you wound up looking for me. You're the only way I can think pure or be holy when I speak. So explores how I feel, cleanse my heart and my mind, cause my speech and thoughts to be clean and be alright with thee. I guess with you it's all been heard before, but I wasn't keen to chatter. Plans and praying, but it always comes to this. Give wisdom for stuff I'm facing, cause I don't know what it is. Some 19, it came from biblical times, to be sure, but I feel it's a calling of mine. It seems verse 14 is me. Psalm 19, I'm just a little boy trying. But I seek so hard to please thee, like in Psalm 19. Those stars are awful bright, but they shine with borrowed light, and those heavens tell of your might. Lord God, my ways and feelings lead me to good deeds. That is all I plead. Dear Lord, guide me.
Bible, those ones. Psalms come true, they're from God to grow from. Read them through, the subjects include the blues now and then. But when you take your blues and praise your God, He'll bring you out of them. Sing and shout again. Psalms come true, weeping lasts a little. Psalms come true, sleep it off now, kiddo. Funny thing, the shepherd king who killed a giant as a boy. want a poet that you feel is good, except when God's the source.
Praise now.
Apologetics, glad to share their life with you always through their social media connections. And Jay, you know those all too well.
Yes, we do. Social media, we have Facebook. We have, we're on Twitter, but we basically never use it. I guess it's called X now anyway. But we're not on X. Anyway, you can find us there. You can find us on our website just by remembering to spell the name right, like the name of the show, Apologetics with an X. You can also find our stuff, our music on YouTube, on Amazon MP3, Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, wherever. Just remember to spell the name right, Apologetics with an X. So next set starts out with a John Cougar Mellencamp song back when he was going by that moniker. It's a parody of his song, Authority Song. Ours is called A Foolhardy Song. And now we're talking about parodies about proverbs. Then we have You're Really Godly, a parody of You Really Got Me by Van Halen, their cover of the old Kinks song. And this is based on Proverbs 31, verses 10 through 31. That they always call that, the valiant woman, or the Proverbs 31 woman. And I wrote that song with my wife in mind. And I also was thinking about the other wives in the band, because we have some godly wives. We each have one. We don't have many. We're not bigamists. But anyway. And then we have Come For Some. And that's a parody of 7 Mary 3, Cumbersome. And it's based on Proverbs chapter 8, verses 1 through 9. It's the foolish woman versus the wise woman, or basically wisdom versus folly.
Honey sure knows what he's doing. Girl, you really got me now. You brought me someone who's me just right.
Hey, don't forget, if you'd like to hear this show again or would like to have it sent your way, we have an accommodation for you here on our website, which is angel95fm.com. That's our flagship station here at angel95fm.com.
Yes, feel free to join us in the inner sanctum, in the vault, and we promise not to lock the door on you once you're in there, because you'll probably want to get out at some point or another. Next up, we have a guy who would have liked to get out of a lot of relationships he was in, I think, and that was Solomon. He had, if you count wives and concubines, he had over 1,000. A big crowd of foreign girls. Most of them were from out of town. He should have found a nice Jewish girl and stuck with her, but he did not, and he paid a heavy, heavy price for that. Anyway, the song's called Crowd of Foreign Girls. It's a parody of the Beach Boys' California Girls, big number three hit for them. Then we have Last Rain the Clouds Spill. This is a parody of Last Train to Clarksville, the first hit by the Monkees, big number one hit for them in the end of 1966. That first song was from 1 Kings chapter 11. This one's from 1 Kings chapter 17. Now we got one from 1 Kings chapter 18, more about Elijah, as was the previous one. And it's a parody of Buck Owens's only top 40 pop hit. He had tons of number one country hits and tons of country top 40 hits. Anyway, it's called I've Got Elijah Fighting Baal. It's a parody of Tiger by the Tail. And we're going to close this set with another song about Elijah from the story, but from 1 Kings 19. So we've had 1 Kings 11, 17, 18, and 19. This was James Taylor's huge hit, number three hit from 1970, Fire and Rain, redone as Elijah's Lament. I know the title doesn't rhyme, but the words do.
There's no time to stop and save your fishes. It's a pity. don't know if they'll ever come around. Oh. Take the last rain the clouds spill, and I'll meet you when you're chasing. You will be real dry and dirty, cause you recognize the nation told you so. Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. And I don't know Israel when I'm coming home. Take the last rain the clouds spill. Take the
I've got Elijah Biden Bale, it's plain to see. I know I ain't much, but you know who's with me. You choose your way, but you'll learn it, and I won't fade. And looks like I got Elijah Biden Bale. Well, I talked to Ahab when he was the king of the land. Said it's time to make you understand. Bring all your false prophets up to Mount Carmel, cause it looks like I got Elijah Biden, babe. I've got Elijah Biden, babe, it's plain to see. I know I ain't much, but you know who's with me. You choose your way, but you'll learn it, and I won't fade. Yeah, looks like I got Elijah Biden, babe. Said let's have a contest to call fire from the sky. You go first and then I'll have a try. Well, 450 prophets cried out to no avail. Now it looks like I got Elijah Biden, babe.
Woo!
You're the God of Israel. Please prove I'm right with the fire from the air. I've got the fire from the air. It came from me. Burned up everything immediately. Well, 1 Kings chapter 18 tells the tale. In the book of the Bible, Elijah Biden Bale. In the book of the Bible, Elijah Biden Bale.
Yes, Jezebel warned me. She made an oath to her gods. She said, I plan today to put an end to you. I ducked out before then, and my road now is long. Let's just say this man could use some tennis shoes. I've prayed fire and I've prayed rain. I've seen sunny days and a drought that met their end. Seen holy times when I could call down the flames, but that all was God and I need Him again. Though I look down, I've got good reason. It's not real healthy to take a stand. The despot will slay me soon another day. My God, please take me now. My life's in your hands. I won't make it, let me pass away. Oh, I prayed fire and I prayed rain. I've seen sunny days and a drought that met their end. I've seen holy times when I could call down the flames. But that all was God and I need Him again. Been walking, I'm primed for some sleepy time. My nap turned short, it's done. The Lord brought me a cold drink though and some bread, I'm better now. With some powerful signs, God would tell me don't whine. He talked about things to come. Please see 1 Kings 19 and read the long account. Oh, I've prayed fire and I've prayed rain. I've seen sunny days and a drought that met their end. I've seen holy times when I could call down the flames. But that all was God and I need Him greatly. Lots more times than then now. Lord, I need You lots more times than then. There's just a cruel queen cursing my name and my morale was down.
Tell your neighbors and tell your kin about our show, heard here each week on your favorite radio station. And make sure you check out the merch. That's merchandise for those of you new to the concert scene. And where will our friends find the tunes and assorted paraphernalia on the World Wide Web, Mr. J?
Sure. Just remember, name of the show, Apologetics with an X. So go to apologetics.com. That's where you get the widest selection. Just remember, spell it with an X. But you can also find us on iTunes and all the other, any place, Amazon MP3, Pandora, Spotify, you name it. They're literally, it's more than I can count, and they're always adding. Anyway, but you can find us there. But if you want to go straight to the source, just go to us at apologetics.com. And we're going to close today with an old hit by the Oak Ridge Boys, gospel group, country group. Anyway, theirs was called Elvira. Ours is called Elijah from 2 Kings chapter 1.
Elijah, Elijah, don't start no fires, Elijah. I
this old man and me. We're at the barber and we had him cut our hairs and watched some NASCAR there. He talked to politics, lots of rhetoric. I told him I'm a Christian, have a wife and kids. I talked about God's grace, why is there hell he raised? Why on earth aren't all men saved? I said, God has made it clear in his book, people are lazy. He said, I'm not too sure if there is any Lord. What makes you his disciple? Said I read the Bible, taught me how the truth is never far from you. What all we shouldn't do, how to be born anew. I squandered life to live, blissful ignorance. So please don't think I'm silly. God has made it clear in his book, people are lazy. NASCAR was due to end. I read the Bible to him, then I stopped at Romans 10. In God's funny way, I saw the whole plan change from being a bit too hairy. I was a missionary. We read Ephesians 2, saw lines you never knew. Said, kid, you read it well. Me, I'm going to hell. I got wise today, so if you think we can pray, I'd like to fix that right here. I need saved. Cause I see God has made clear in his book, but people are lazy. But I see God has made clear in his book that Jesus can save me.
Listen each week at this time for Apologetics with an X right here on your radio station. I'm Jerry Q, and thanks to Jay Jackson, lead singer and lyricist for Apologetics, for sharing the tunes and having a bit of a conversation with us. Apologetics with an X is produced at Angel 95 FM in Manhattan, Kansas. A special thanks goes to our producer, Daniel Hutchinson. Check us out again next week right here at your source for the best music around. Have a great week.